This is Word With You. My name is Ibartu Boetes, and this week we're going to be speaking about faith. We're looking at different people in the Bible and how from their lives we can learn something about believing in God and believing in His promises. Now today I want to take us back to a story in 2 Kings about a man called Naaman. In Afrikaans is it Naaman. He was a commander of a foreign army. He wasn't part of God's people, the Israelites. He came from the city of Damascus. But this man, Naaman, he was sick. He had leprosy. And so it's a very desperate place for him to be because there's no cure. You know, there was no cure for this disease. He had a servant in his house, a girl from Israel. And she told him, "You know what, sir, there's a prophet in our country, a man of God who is able to heal." And so Naaman took a bunch of his servants and some gifts, and they traveled all the way down to the man of God, Elisha, hopefully in the hope of him healing Naaman from this disease. And so when they arrive at Elisha's home, Elisha doesn't even come out to speak to him. In fact, he just sends out his servant and basically says to him, "Look, Naaman, go and dip yourself, go and wash yourself 7 times in the River Jordan, and you will be restored and cleansed from this disease." Now, the Bible says that Naaman took offense because he is this honored man. He's this great person that traveled so far, and this man of God won't even see him personally. We read in 2 Kings 5 verse 11, "But Naaman went away angry, and he said, 'I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy.'" And then he says, "You know, there are rivers in my country, in Damascus, that are much better than the River Jordan. Couldn't I have, you know, washed myself in those rivers?" And so the word says that he turned away and went off in rage. Now Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, my master, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more than when he tells you, 'Wash and be cleansed?'" So he went and he dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Now there are things that we can learn here that's very important when it comes to believing God for any promise. You see, these servants of Naaman make a very good point. Sometimes if God says to us to do something, we think, "No, this is too simple. We can't do this. You know, it has to be more difficult. It has to be more complicated than that." But they make a good point in saying, "You know what, if he asks you to do something difficult, you would have believed then. Why not do something that is simple? If God gives us this word, if he says this is what you need to do, why not just do it?" And so he goes, and I think he's doing this grudgingly. I think in his heart, you know, he still thinks, "I would rather have gone to my own river, or, you know, I came all this way for nothing." But the word says that when he had done so, when he was obedient to the word of God, he was restored, and his flesh became clean like that of a young boy. You see, friends, faith most often is very simple. It's not a difficult thing often that God is telling us to do. It's like him telling the Israelites to walk around the city of Jericho 7 times. You know, it looks like something that is silly, but it's very simple. It's like God saying to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea," and he parts the sea for the people to walk through on dry ground. Sometimes he says, "Just speak to the rock." Sometimes he says, as in the case of Peter, "Just get out of the boat." What is God telling you today? I can bet that it's something that's not a very complicated thing. It might not be easy for us to believe, but it's a very simple thing that God is telling us. And as in the case of Naaman, you know, we have to test our heart in this regard, my friend. We have to see whether we are able to believe God for his word. You know, faith really is only access to God doing that which he has already said. It's still God doing it. If we can believe God to come through for us, for instance, in our finances, or to come through for us for a marriage that is going through difficulty. Maybe you are trusting God to heal your child today, or to bring healing to your own body. I want to say to you that it's not really a really difficult thing. It's most often a very simple thing to trust God. It's not so easy, but it's very simple. And so by faith, we can trust him and say, "You know what, Lord, I believe in your word." Let us be not like Naaman in this regard, but let us be people of God that stand on his word and that trust in his word, even though it might seem too simple to be true. I pray this for you, and I bless you in the name of Jesus.